This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Isaacs and Isaacs Law Group, address on file. Dear Counselor, per your request for an impairment rating on your client, Ashlyn Owens, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is A-S-H-L-Y-N. Last name is O-W-E-N-S, period. On June 20th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 30-year-old female, height 5'8" tall, weight 250 pounds, period. She was involved in an automobile accident on or about August 27th, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was rear-ended while she was driving a Nissan Altima, period. The patient was jerked and there was minimal damage, but she had injury with immediate pain in the neck and right shoulder region, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing neck pain as well as right shoulder pain with diminished range of motion, period. New paragraph. The neck pain is described as constant with diminished range of motion, period. It is a burning and throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the mid-back and occasionally down the right arm, period. New paragraph. The right shoulder pain is described as constant, period. There is diminished range of motion, and it is a stabbing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that a couple weeks later she was seen at Performance Wellness and had chiropractic care for approximately 7 months, period. She had x-rays, therapy, as well as manipulation, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living include problems with exercise, comma, lifting children, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports, including basketball, comma, running, comma, and sleeping, period. New paragraph, medications include thyroid medications as well as over-the-counter medicine for this injury, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypothyroidism, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her neck in the past, period. She injured her right shoulder in high school when she was involved in an automobile accident with some soft tissue injuries that resolved in approximately 4 months without permanency, period. She has not had any other shoulder injuries until this automobile accident, period. She has not been involved in other automobile accidents, period. She has not had work injuries, period. She has not been involved in prior lawsuits, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for cesarean section as well as hernia repair at age 3 to her abdomen, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a hairstylist, period. She had to change occupations due to her right shoulder movement being restricted and painful, period. She is presently a sales rep full-time with pain and limited motion of her right shoulder, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Performance Wellness Radiology Report, September 1st, 2021. X-rays of the cervical area showed postural changes attributed due to muscle spasm, period. Charts notes from Performance Wellness, September 2nd, 2021. State she presented to the office with complaints of neck pain and right shoulder pain, period. On objective physical examination, there was spasm, tenderness, and range of motion loss, especially in the cervical region, period. Diagnosis was sprain of the cervical ligaments, comma, sprain of ligaments of the thoracic spine, comma, and sprain of the back wall of the thorax, period. Their treatment on that date was electrical muscle stimulation with ice, comma, cold laser therapy, comma, and mechanical traction, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, as well as performing my evaluation, I have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the accident of August 27th, 2021 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. On new paragraph, on physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, June 20th, 2023, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Auscultation of heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. Range of motion was diminished with flexion diminished by 34 degrees, comma. Extension diminished by 32 degrees, comma. Side bending diminished by 26 degrees on the left, comma. 24 degrees on the right, comma. Rotation diminished by 24 degrees on the left and 20 degrees on the right, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical region, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical region, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar area was unremarkable, period. Examination of the right shoulder revealed tenderness and crepitance on range of motion, period. Range of motion was diminished with flexion diminished by 34 degrees, comma, extension by 10 degrees, comma. Abduction ABD was diminished by 24 degrees, comma, and adduction ADD was diminished by 6 degrees, period. Internal rotation was diminished by 26 degrees, and external rotation diminished by 8 degrees, period. Examination of the lumbar area was unremarkable, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right biceps reflex at 1 over 4. The remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation involving the right anterior upper arm, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, sprain, comma, and pain, period. Number two, right shoulder trauma, comma, sprain, comma, and pain, period. Number three, thoracic strain, comma, and trauma improved, period. The above three diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of August 27th, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the cervical region utilizing Table 17-2. The patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right shoulder utilizing Table 15-5, she qualifies for an 8% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 5% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 7% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of August 27, 2021, period. As the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical and right shoulder regions as a result of this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient did discuss with her that she may need more physical therapy, and I agree that this will be necessary at an estimated cost of $2,500, period. Surgery was not discussed, but with further workup, this may be necessary, period. An MRI to the cervical and right shoulder region should be considered at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. Should these be abnormal and the pain continues, as I suspect it will, surgery may be a possibility, period. The patient will need some injections in their cervical and right shoulder regions at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. A back brace at a cost of $250 would be necessary and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 would be appropriate, period. Medications would be necessary for the remainder of her life at an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal, end of dictation.